the encouragement. I just like to say that I've always taught you to never give up, never give in, because you're going to go through trials, you're going to go through tribulations, but you got to count it all joy that your trials only come to make you strong. I've always taught you that no matter what it is, you've been through the good, you've been through the bad, but through all of it, you've came through it. I've always taught you that whenever you feel like you can't make it or you can't take it, always talk to Mom. Mom will always tell you that no matter how it seems, that you can make it. And I never let you tell me that you can't do it. I never let you say that you can't do it. I never let you tell me that. Because I always thought you never say, never say you can't do it, because you can do all things. And I've always taught you that. So I want you from this day, I want you to be encouraged and know that you haven't came this far for no reason. I want you to keep pressing. Just keep pressing. Because there is light at the end of your pressing. There is light. So never give up. Keep looking up. Because there's always glorious, glorious benefits. There's benefits. So don't you ever give up. Don't ever throw in the towel. Just keep pressing, because you're going to reach your mark and you're going to reach your goal. And I've always taught you that. So, Kieran, all I can say to you is just be encouraged and never give up and never give in. There's your light. All right.
Thank you. finally, if I were your teacher, I would beg you to insist to fight with me and not let me get away with anything. No matter how I may sound, I am really only mortal. And though I love you very much and feel responsible for you, I'm not always right. We depend on each other, the old and the young, to learn from each other. I would beg you to ask me why, for example, for history books, and I would beg you mostly to answer if you asked me what relevance your education had for concrete problems such as if I were you, I would force me, I would put me on the spot, ask me the most difficult questions that you can, and I will not be able to answer them. My responsibility is to hear them, and when you ask your question, any question, we'll be right back.
What's up, everybody? How y'all feeling out there? Cool, cool. It's a pleasure to be here for the Charlie Parker Festival. Yeah. Shout out to Charlie Parker. This music wouldn't happen without him. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm just trying to be a part of the continuum. So we are playing music from my new album. It's called The Mugician. I mean, as I was introduced, I worked on the Miles Davis film, Miles Ahead. And the way the name of the album came about, I was talking to Don Cheadle, the lead actor at South by Southwest, and he said, Keon, what you did in the movie, you know, to live up to the legacy of the great Miles Davis, you gotta really be doing something. So what you did was magical, like a magician. And I was like, what, like a musician? Like a magician. And we put the words together and it became The Mugician. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, the Mugician's out of here. The number one top feelers, the musicians are the healers. The musicians are the healers. The number one top feelers, the musicians are the healers. The musicians are the healers. The number one. Thank you very much. The first song you heard a voice. That was my mother. She's my hero. She has 16 kids. Yeah. So, you know, the heroine. The heroine Harold. That's funny. So, anyway, I come from a little town in St. Louis. It's kind of infamous now. It's called Ferguson. And yeah. So, you know, growing up, I moved to New York City when I was 18 years old. And what I knew about racism was kind of taught to me in a way that I didn't even realize that I was being, you know, kind of bamboozled systemically. Till I moved to New York City when I could walk down the street and the police didn't bother me so much. So, you know, interesting. So if it's bad here, think about Ferguson. Anyway, long story, everybody knows about what happened to a kid named Mike Brown. So my father still lives a couple blocks from there. You know, so I wrote this song in his honor, because I have a son who's backstage right now, and I couldn't imagine what it would be like if he didn't come home, if he went to the store and just didn't make it home. So this is in homage to him, and not only him, but all the black lives and, you know, people who look like me who've been killed and targeted for no good reason. So the name of this song is called MB Lament. Mike Brown Lament. It kept happening. Kids kept getting killed. Kept getting killed. Let that sink in for no reason. No valid reason. And then I renamed the song, When Will It Stop? So this is MB Lament, AKA When Will It Stop?
could stop. Guy Turner, comedian, actor, writer, director, human, proud black man. The world is stuck on stupid, y'all. When will it stop? Sexism, bigotry, xenophobia, homophobia, homelessness, classism, and the granddaddy of them all, racism. We're all one people. If you break down the human body, more than 88% of our bodies are exactly the same, so how are we that damn different? And if you're gonna say all lives matter, you can't exclude black lives. There'd be no stoplight. There'd be no peanut butter, you know? There'd be no NBA. The NBA would suck without black lives. The score would be probably 32 to 22. No dunks. No All-Star weekend. Just a boring game and no flavor. Yeah, black lives matter. Of course it does. Do we have a question? We matter.
Bring to the stage fantastic vocalist Andrea Pizzicone. Give it up for her.
I got it. Woke up this morning, news was insane. Can't tune it out, Lord, I'm praying in vain. Sick dying cause the law ain't trying. Got grandmamas marching like it's 68. Oh, while the hungry standing in line, they don't hear them sigh. Closing borders, telling immigrants no need jobs, but you can't build a crazy wall. Police searching, neighbors hiding in fear. Pay the taxes, didn't know they weren't welcome here. Headlines blowing my mind. It's time to call the higher spirit. What the hell's going on?
What's going on?
Like a goddamn TV show. Yeah. America. What the hell's going on?
Da-da-da-da.
Is feeding all the news I hear. Fake news, realize they don't really care. Police shooting like a carnival game. Hit a black bullseye and you won't get blamed. Started drilling over sacred land. If the earth burns, doesn't matter who gets slammed. Presidential, where do we begin? When a little one is more about governing. The troops back home, but if Uncle Sam pays, why not have another go? AG uses laws to stoke hate. Someone tell that man it's not 58. Presidential's now a family tree. Get a guilty plea and get away scot-free.
Give it up for Pharoah Munch, y'all.
One, two, one, two. They're burning crucifixes on my lawn again. They want to hang a brother like an ornament. It's tormenting, mourning over yesterday, still yawning in the tournament. I can't win. Good morning. Shotgun blast ring by my head. I'm a man, I tell you. I'm a man, I said. Look my daughter and my wife in the closet and slip my son up under the bed. Filled the Smith and Wesson and lead. Looked in the mirror, said, breathe, breathe. I'm about to bring six Klansmen to their knees. A cold story that my old man told me. If you're wondering why I have so much pent-up hostility inside of my soul and the memories still mold me, take a look into the mind of an OG underneath the tree in the shade where I hang at. That's the same spot my great-grand used to hang at. Hey.
Hey. Da-da-da-da. Tell me what the hell's going on.
Da-da-da-da.
Give it up one more time for Andrea Pizzicone. What the hell's going on? I'm gonna call back out Marcus Strickland on this song. On the record, Fam March and I did a song. This is dedicated to all the beautiful queens and beautiful women out there. It wouldn't be a world without you. Seriously. This is her beauty through my eyes.
Left a couple of bars open for you, that's how much. Bought the bar and left it open so we could chill in the cut, cut. Not meaning the end of the scene, but in the cut. Cause I'm not really into the scene. Internet connection would probably be the mean. We connected intellectually, but our body was mean. And she like, the West Coast, the Mad Circle, an ice cube. Glenn Levitt with one circular ice cube. She said, since you're a polite night dude, let me put you in the right room for night moves and tight grooves that might move like the cycle of life to write to. And this is beautiful, it's intimate, but I'm just hoping that the sentiments is mutual.
Thank you very, very much. Give it up one more time for Pharoah Monch. One more time for the great Pharoah Monch. On the bass, give it up for Carlos Henderson. On the drums, give it up for Charles Haynes. On the guitar, give it up for Nir Felder. On the piano, give it up for the piano man, Shedrick Mitchell. On the saxophone, give it up for Marcus Strickland. Featured on vocals, give it up for Andrea Pizzicone. Yo, it's truly, my name is Keon Harrell. Yes, thank you very, very much. God bless you, peace and love. Hope to see you all very, 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 very soon, all right? God bless.
Keon Harrell. Keon Harrell.